Louise didn't start out in Cyril. She was born in a small town called Fayetteville in south central Louisiana. She was Louise from Louisiana, her very name inseparable from the thick, boggy, impenetrable swamp from which she came. People up north call it the bayou, she said, when really it's 100 different bayous, no two of them the same, and each one capable of destroying you in its own particular way. Some look shallow and harmless, but they'll suck you under and hold you down in the mud till the very last breath comes out of your lungs. Others will sit there for decades, stagnant, mocking, taking a little bit more of your soul, year after year, like a man who doesn't love you back. But in truth, Louise from Louisiana loved the bayous, and it was my fault that she ended up leaving her hometown. When she turned 60, she left Louisiana and headed north for upstate New York. She moved in order to help out her only child, Loretta, who by that time had me and was living alone, a single mother in the borough of Brooklyn. I had a father, I suppose everyone does, but I was the product of a lonely woman and a one-night stand. He was gone before the sperm hit the egg, as my mother liked to say. The stranger who was my father did not leave me anything I could see in the mirror, and all Loretta could remember was that he had pork chop sideburns, silver-rimmed aviator sunglasses, and he drank whiskey and Coca-Cola at the bar down the street. Oh, and his name was Ray, and he had a motorcycle, which he drove off on in the middle of that fated night of my conception. Loretta was a strict Catholic, so getting rid of the pregnancy was out of the question. But she made sure to tell me often enough that she had never wanted children, that if it were not for me, she would have forgotten about Ray immediately, referring to him not by his name as I have, but simply as the worst 30 seconds of her life. In the beginning, Louise and my mother had a mutual fantasy that they would help each other out. Louise would go down to the city to babysit, and Loretta would make the occasional weekend trip to Cyril to do some shopping and small errands, maybe take Louise to the hairdresser every once in a while. But in the end, the move was pointless. My mother never visited Cyril, not once, and Louise never went downstate either. She had left her beloved Louisiana for nothing. Loretta, who is not particularly fond of Louise, put it this way. Just because you're born into a particular family doesn't mean those people are your family. You share your blood, and sometimes you have to accept that it's the only thing you'll ever have in common. But no matter what Loretta said, Louise was much more than a bloodline to me. In truth, I liked her more than anyone else I knew. It may sound strange considering the difference in our ages, but it wasn't and I wasn't. The two of us were amenable, cut from the same cloth, like two peas in the same damaged family pod. We had a lot of things in common, Louise and I. For instance, we both liked to sleep late. I was a champion sleeper, gifted really. 10, 12, even 14-hour stretches were nothing for me. And when I stayed with her, she would let me go on and on, dreaming forever. We both understood that sleeping was a part of life exactly equal to being awake, while my mother thought it was something that should be limited, doled out, like long, hot showers or affection. She never ate in the morning, at least not during the prescribed breakfast eating hours, and neither did I. It was our least favorite meal of the day, since it cut into the extra time we could be spending in bed, dreaming. She didn't care what time I came home at night, or who I hung around with, or what I wore or read. Part of the reason she trusted me so much was that she had a life of her own, which meant less time spent pondering mine. We were both slim and too fragile in appearance, with slender hands and fine hair, which I wore straight down my back and Louise wove into a tall beehive for height. She had a long, aquiline nose, clear blue eyes, and lips like mine that were thin but not stern. But more than anything else, we shared a certain darkness of spirit, a natural attraction for all things mysterious and unseen, even gory.